For me, it usually comes from some metaphoric reference. So, for example, one of the pieces that's on the program as part of the Crossfire series, one piece is called November Sky, and it's particularly appropriate to this time of year. And the inspiration for that piece really came from a couple of things. The first was I had done a lot of pieces that were inspired by literary sources. And I read this fantastic art critic named Meyer Shapiro, and Meyer said that painting had become infected with the literary. And I thought that was really interesting. So I thought that I would just write a piece which was primarily connected to a sound image. But what informed the sound image, which was made entirely from the sound of flutes and piccolos and so forth, was something that we know very well here in Western New York. There's always a day when it's a beautiful late fall, early winter day, which we feel very strongly might be the last day like it. And I remember walking in November in 1987, and it was an incredible day, and it was early November, and the forecast was for snow the next day, and it was in the 70s, and it was fantastic. And the sun had an amazing quality. The light has an amazing quality that time of the year because it's slanting so much. So that became kind of the focus for the piece. So it begins with this bright sunshine of all piccolos and electronic versions of the piccolo, and it simply descends to the bass flute. And as the piece sinks through the contours of the piece, it's four movements which are kind of articulated by the four different flutes, piccolo, flute, alto flute, and then bass flute. And at the end, what I tried to suggest was the kind of internal landscape that exists for us here in Buffalo in the winter. So it's a very internal landscape, and we also have this wonderful gray cloud that covers us from late November till February generally, so it's meant to suggest that as well.
David, who inspires you from the past of composers?
For me, I go back to Dufay for early inspiration. I was a choral singer and choral conductor, and so I sang and conducted a lot of pre-Renaissance and Renaissance polyphonic compositions, and I was and am still completely crazy for that music. It's really fantastic music. Another person, just a couple of names, Giovanni Gabrielli was a very important composer for me in the way he handled spatial materials as well as sonority. Really amazing composer. If I were to jump around, then I would say people like Debussy, Mahler, in our century or in the last century, Varese, composer like Stravinsky, composers like Berio. These are people who are very, very important. I generally don't name contemporaries because I'm always going to leave some of my friends out, and I don't want to anger them or disappoint them.
Tell us about teaching in the classroom. What is different for you two with the students of today and how music is put together?
For me, I work mostly with PhD students at the University of Buffalo, and I have for a lot of years. In fact, this year marks a bit of a milestone for me because my 70th PhD student will graduate this year, which is, when I think about it, quite remarkable. It's very rare to have had the opportunity to work with such talented and dedicated people. For today's students, I think that on one level, they're much more accomplished, and there are many more opportunities for them, which is fantastic on both counts. However, the one thing that I have felt very strongly about that seems to me a bit strange has to do with what you would call basic literacy. So music that one would assume that they would know from the past, I found that they really haven't been exposed to, nor have they studied that music. So what they've gotten in the classroom at the undergraduate level is far different and I would say far less rich than what we might have seen 30 years ago.
Well, David Felder, UB Distinguished Professor, thank you so much for sharing your work with us and talking about your celebration. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me.